Wow.
You know, there's a time and place for everything. It's all about compartmentalization, you know, and seeing what works for you individually. And then, you know, being able to, you know, set up those habits, because it's different than what we have become accustomed to. Our lives become so mundane on the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, that setting a habit doesn't always happen.
Right.
Setting something new. You know, have you ever read the book Atomic Habits? Atomic Habits?
Atomic Habits? No, I
haven't. Oh my God. Okay.
Who's the author?
I guess I took it home. I've been listening to the Audible about it.
Yeah.
I've got the workbook and everything, but if you just go to Amazon or Audible and type in Atomic Habits.
I'll type it up.
Perfect.
You got some comments in here from Kendra. She says she loves how blunt that you are.
I try.
Yeah, that's good. People like raw. People like real, you know?
Thank you, Kendra. Yeah, that, I mean, originally I made it to where it was like my Twitter was more of the raw and uncut, with a disclaimer that if you'd like a kinder, more gentler side of Wendy, go to Facebook. And then it's like, you know what? I don't necessarily want my kids as friends to hear some of the shit I say, but I am Wendy. I've got to be comfortable in my skin. You know, I know when to be professional and I know when to be me.
Exactly.
You know, and it's like more and more the true spirit within is starting to come out. You know, and so it's like there might be times where I have to ask somebody ahead of time, hey, do you mind if I accidentally cuss? I will try not to. And I know I should kind of taper back sometimes, but sometimes, you know, that's what catches people's attention, because there's passion behind it, you know. But
I love that. So Wendy, what's your main focus right now and over the next 3 to 12 months? You know, what are you doing that you feel people should know about?
Okay. All right. So I am in the middle of developing a business. I'm not quite there yet, but it's going to be amazing. Okay. So if anybody in the comments wants to type in, I don't know, out of the box, then I'll be able to like keep you in the loop in order to tell you more as it develops. I'm just working on which packages and making sure that I know my cost, because I want it to be something duplicatable, something that everybody can tie into, not just the high-end clients.
Of course.
But basically, it is.
So out-of-the-box digital marketing, you're starting your own marketing business.
Kind of. It's not gonna be a mainstream of clients, because I'm a lone wolf. It's just me right now. I want to make sure that the customer service and the relationships are what are developed.
Well, so, you got us too, don't forget. So you have SMI.
Well, no, I know. But I mean, it's kind of like the developing of the website that is personalized to every single individual person.
Wow.
That's just me.
And I got you.
I'm the only one doing it, you know? So if I roll it out like a cookie cutter, like a conveyor belt, then it doesn't have that personal touch. And it needs to have that relationship to go into the next portion that I will discuss.
Well, that's why you're on our team anyway. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and like the M behind me, you know? So, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, I don't know if you would say like a client or whatever, but I have a particular, you know, like a card that I made up, you know, and there's a lot out there within Facebook, and, you know, you see the ads everywhere, you know, but it's a digital marketing card, and it's got a technology behind it to where you can like just set it next to your phone if your phone's compatible, or you can use an app, and boop, the landing page, the website that I specifically create for my clients is what pops up on the phone. So if you and I are sitting down having coffee and I'm like, hey, you know what? Let's keep in touch. And you're like, yeah, you got your business card. It's like, you know what? I got something even better. And then instantly, boop, here's my landing.
Oh, really?
And then within the screen.
What is this scanning? QR code or what?
It's an NFC technology.
Okay.
So it's not, there's just a chip within the card but they're personally made. You know, I even designed some of them, but if somebody has a logo or they want to put their picture on
that ain't the new vaccine or nothing, is it? No, I'm just playing.
No, but you know, don't get me started on 5G.
No, let's not go there. I'm joking. Exactly. You know, I'm joking around.
But on the screen, you're going to have your choice. You're going to have picture, bio. You can have a logo of your business or who you are, or just, you know, like, I love butterflies. Blue, freaking blue butterflies, you know? So it's like, you can put a picture of your family. It doesn't have to be for business, but it's like, you know what, Trenton, how would you like to stay in communication?
Yeah, let's do
it. Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, email, WhatsApp, what is the best for you? And then
that's what you were telling me about when I showed you, I remember you were telling me when we were talking about launch links. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so I started the process probably about 8 months ago, and I just put it on the back burner because I just figured it would take too much time. And then little things here and there. I mean, you gave me the free, you know, the free form that I filled out to carry on our next conversation with you helping me. And I was like, you mean this whole survey question thing that I've been looking for a year, that to do exactly what I want it to do, is a Google form? What? You know? And it was like, and that was like the last piece and the last key to a
Google
certain-
and Facebook, baby. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's all you need is Google and Facebook. And we've been in business with just a questionnaire and Facebook for the most part.
Exactly. And, you know, it was just like, I was waiting for the little missing pieces, you know? And it's like, I have probably one more missing piece to what I want to do now with this business before I can roll it out, you know? But everybody that I talk to is trying to sell me something. And it's like, can we just have a conversation first? I'm not trying to have you help me for free, but can we just have a conversation instead? You know what I mean? It's blows me away. Oh, I lost you.
I don't know how I ended up on mute. Now, I was just saying people haven't valued conversation, but now they have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to value conversation right now because you
get good at it.
And in our industry, it's always been rule of thumb. Conversation leads to more presentation.
Yeah. Yeah.
The more conversations you have, the more presentations you do. Exactly. Exactly.
So
people try to meet you on social media and go straight into the presentation, no conversation, telling you who you are and like what? Like, I marvel at it sometimes. Every time it happens to me, I go immediate into training mode, teaching mode. I used to like try to make them feel bad and stupid.
But yeah.
Now when I get that a spammer or somebody like that, I'll humble myself because I used to do that before I became really educated. And so I just tell them, like, listen, you don't want to do that. Like, you're asking me about business. First of all, I don't do business with people I don't know. That's just real. That's just reality.
Yeah.
Second thing is, I don't know you. So why are you asking me all these personal questions? Mm-hmm. How about we get to know each other first? You know, just basic human things. And then, you know, some of them take it in and say, yeah, you're right. Some of them get offended, but I don't care. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we almost didn't continue having a relationship on social media. Because I remember you had posted one time or you sent a message and you wanted to have this conversation. I was so down in my depression at that point that I was
about- thought I was trying to sell you, huh?
Yeah, because everybody does, you know, and I didn't want to have a conversation. I didn't want to talk to anybody.
And I'm a talk. All my sales jobs have been over the phone because I naturally love conversation. Like I love talking. Mm-hmm. I love going back and forth, getting to know people. And the only way to do that is a conversation, you know? So.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what works for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, me, it was my emotional where I was at the moment where I was just like, dude, who the hell do you think you are? I don't want to talk to anybody. You know what I mean? God forbid video. You know what I mean? It's right. Like I'm working on the double chin, perfecting what I don't want, you know? And so it's like, I've always had this little hang up. And so it's kind of like, as soon as I felt like I was getting an ultimatum, and I mean, I understand it and it's not what I felt at the moment, I was able to just twist it and just be like, well, my screen's broken right now, so I can't talk video, but I can talk phone.
Yeah, we did have a lot of phone conversation. I always tried to get you on camera. You would never try to get on camera. So you've come a long way. Look at us now.
Level when it comes to my self-esteem. I still have bad days. You know, it's like I put on a shirt that was at least a bright color. And then I realized that I need an undershirt because it's a little too thin of a material. So I was like, I'm wearing a hoodie, you know? So it's, you know, it's
one of those. You've come a long way from just being comfortable and getting out there and talking and being on camera.
Yeah. Way. I mean, I'll talk till the sun comes up and I'm perfectly fine, but do not send me a copy of the recording. Do not send me a picture. You know, I don't want to see your camera, you know, reflection in the window, little shit like that triggers me at times because of who I am with my baggage, you know, and for people to push me to try to do more than what I feel comfortable, it's like, I can't allow that, but I need to push myself, but one step at a time.
Right.
You know, so with the passion project, the whole reason I started getting into podcasting is I have a voice. I have a voice that empowers myself. Because I'm not afraid to speak my truth. I'm not afraid to speak what I've been through. I'm not afraid to speak what it is that I feel inside every moment in time, whether it's intelligent or not, or just fun, you know. But with podcasting, you don't have to have the video, but I can still go into the counseling session and listen to myself speak and then realize that I do have the power and the tools within to overcome. But if I don't speak it and I don't listen to it, then it didn't happen. I'm still dwelling in that cave of darkness, you know? And with the podcasting, I'm doing them video-wise, kind of like how we are talking side by side, on a platform to where it's like, I'm going to have the video. I'm going to have like the podcasting just with the audio, but I'm able to speak my voice. I'm able to have the passionate conversations with positive people. And what better way to give you like that dose of happiness throughout your day than to have it planned to talk to somebody extraordinary.
Exactly.
You know, so in fact, I am rolling out a brand new series. I have not done it yet. So as far as the audience, there's only a couple of you that I've actually had a conversation with, you know, instead of just little comments here and there, but I would like to invite anybody who is listening. If you might want to be interested in being a part of this new like series that I put together, then I invite you. And if we can end up putting this in the comments later, or
of course,
then that'd be great. It just go to thepassionproject.now.site. And that's basically just anybody who's interested in possibly being on the podcast. We will still have a first conversation to see whether or not it's something that would mesh between both of our worlds. But this new series is hashtag first impression.
Oh, wow.
It's actually recording and meeting like we are today on a dual screen and recording that first initial conversation where here's my first impression of who I am. What's your first impression of who you are? How are you putting yourself out there? And if all you have is 15 minutes to leave that first impression without the guarantee of a second encounter, when it comes to life, not just business. I mean, in business, it's freaking huge. If it takes, I mean, it takes only just a couple minutes for people to get distracted and be like, woo, squirrels, you know, but if you can leave an impression with somebody within like, you know, 10 to 15 minutes to where you're sharing your world, they're sharing theirs, to where that person on a scale of 1 to 100, what is the percentage that you're going to want to have the next conversation? Not because of what I do, not because what I might be able to have, you know, of value for you, but did I leave a good enough first impression for us to begin a residual relationship?
I like that, residual relationship.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of trademarking it actually. Got the logo and everything, you know. But I mean, but honestly, it's like first impression. How are you putting yourself out there, social media or in person? You know, it's like, hey, we've been Facebook strangers for like, I don't know, 12, 15 years, however long it's been around. What makes you think that your first message to me should be a paragraph about this business opportunity that you're doing?
Right.
Because you know they didn't look at the person's profile and see that they're already passionate about something else. How dare you want to take away from me what I'm doing without that conversation to see whether or not I'm looking to do something?
Right. The common sense would be to approach you like a human being that was not sitting there waiting for me to message you about my opportunity, but a human being that's been doing things and been active in life and already has things going on that I'm going to inquire about.
Yeah. So I had somebody not to go.
I'm not going to steal the show from you, but that's basically what you're talking about. And I could go on for days about that because.
Mm-hmm. I had somebody get a hold of me the other day. It was the first conversation that we've ever had, right? And the first thing that they did was offer me this opportunity. Big old huge last long thing. And it was just a link to a Zoom that I knew nothing about, right? And they called me by the wrong name. And if anybody in this industry, and I've been guilty myself, I'm not going to say I haven't, you know, you copy and paste, but you try to make it personalized. So you put the person's name. Well, they didn't change it. I'm sorry, my name isn't Travis. Hi, Travis. I was looking at your profile and you seem like, you know, all of these things. And I'm like, you know, the verbiage wouldn't be bad if I knew who the fuck you were. And it was from a different country that my business isn't in. So it was like, I was feeling a little saucy that day. I picked up the phone and I did the voice print on Facebook. So after I got that message and I was just like, I had to roll my eyes. They could probably hear me rolling my eyes like dice or something, right? Did you copy and paste me a post? That is so cute. And you know, and they listened to it instantly. And then 20 minutes later, I see them typing, but they didn't type. And then nothing. 2 days later, after periodically just checking to see if they ever messaged back, it was like little times here and there. It's like they were trying to figure out what the fuck to say. And they're like, oh, I am so sorry, rookie move. And I was like, yeah, we've all been there. And they're like, well, who are you? What do you do? And I was like, well, actually, right now, my passion is bringing people in to interview for my podcast. It's all about who you are, not what you do. And the impact that it could have on the entrepreneur world so that people can learn not to cold message people what they can do for them when they haven't even taken the time to get to know them. So it was like me just being still saucy and just like, I could be sarcastic. I'm having a bad day, you know, and it ended up turning into a really good conversation where I was just like, look, you know, I'm not going to try to tell you to, you know, to do what I am passionate about any more than I'm going to entertain what you do to see if it'll change my passion. I got no problem learning what company you're in and the bio of the basics of what you do.
Right.
Yes, I collaborate with other people all the time with referrals. You want to tell me you're in health and wellness? Yay. Do you focus on nutrition or do you focus on weight loss? Yay. Okay. Well, who's to say 2 days from now, I won't have a conversation or I'll have a conversation with somebody who's passionate about finally getting healthy. And it's like, listen, I don't know anything about this person or their company, but I just had a conversation and maybe the two of you should meet.
Right.
You know, and it's like, did he listen to what I had to say? Is he going to change? Possibly not, but I was true to how I feel so much passion towards getting to know people versus just the cold spammer.
Right.
I mean, the government's crunching down on companies because their people and their, you know, their representatives in the companies are going about social media the wrong way. Companies can get sued because their reps put themselves out there improperly. You know, right. So many things can happen. And I love this industry. I love the passion. You know, it's been 16 years that I started dabbling in the deals. And now that I found my home and my heart, then if I see it, how can I not speak up? Because right. life is about fucking happiness. It's about being happy. And if we spend more of our life working and being miserable day in and day out, then how much happy did we have in our lives?
Right.
Not much, you know? And if I can find my passion and my heart in an area that can help other people find their passion, and then work with them and actually tie them into people like my mentor, who works with people on compartmentalizing your life to be able to move towards your passion by taking the steps forward that are right for yourself, by following a tried and proven freaking system, then that's my calling right now.
I love it. I love it, Wendy. That's amazing. I really appreciate you for doing this interview and bringing that passion to the community, because it's definitely needed. And there's people out there that need to find their why, their passion. So how can people get in touch with you, Wendy? What's the best way to get in touch with you so they can support you?
Well, I mean, like I said, if it is a matter of, if it is a matter of actually tying in and possibly being on the podcast for First Impression, then, you know, the website, thepassionproject.now.site is the easiest way. It's just
will you post the links in the comments?
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as we're done here, I'll do that. That would be the easiest way. It goes into just a simple little form, so I know how to get back a hold of you. So I see what your passions are about, that kind of thing, how we met, how you hear about this. And then we turn around and we put it all back together again. But if it's along different lines, you know, maybe you want to hear more about like the books that I did, or how you could possibly be in one of your own, or, you know, what shade of lipstick I'm wearing. I don't know. You know, if it's not podcast related, then instead of the passion project, just wendybaird.now.site. So, and then you'd end up seeing something that Facebook filters are amazing, you know, and you'll be able to choose numerous ways of being able to get a hold of me.
Yeah, Wendy, go ahead and post that in the comments, my friend.
Information.
Go ahead and post that in the comments so they know how to find it.
Yeah,
and, I really, like I said, I really want to thank you for taking some time out to do this interview, and hopefully we do it again. Feel free to post and promote projects you're working on and come back, do live videos. It's been amazing. Really, really.
In fact, I do have a, I don't know, I guess you could call it a present. it's a free opportunity for a online meeting that hasn't happened yet. We're still coordinating the dates, but I don't know if you want me to do a separate video about it or just.
Yeah, feel free, like I said, to do live videos. You know, once we get off of here, you can post links or, like I said, you can just feel free to come in.
I want to thank you, and I want to thank all your guests that get on a regular basis when it comes to helping build the engagement, you know, and I ended up getting special permission to reach out and, you know, do this offer for free. And if I can, you know, help people, because it's going to be a lot of leadership and empowerment, then that's what I'd love to do.
That sounds good. That sounds good, Wendy. Have an amazing day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I look forward to continuing to work with you. And it's just been amazing to learn about your passions. And yeah, this was awesome. Have an amazing day, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
I hope you enjoyed the conversation I had with Trenton Samuel on entrepreneurship, passion, dreams, and what it means to truly, authentically get to know one another. This is Wendy Baird, the emotional entrepreneur, and thank you for tuning in to #ThePassionProject.